Every Tuesday, we bless your email with the Pick Me Up newsletter.
Katie blesses your email.
Katie blesses your email with the Pick Me Up newsletter, an assembly of feel-good news stories, pictures that'll make you laugh, delicious recipes, the occasional funny video, all packed into one little nugget.
We basically just wanted to give you something that hopefully sparks joy for you. And if it doesn't spark any joy for you, maybe there's something else going on. Because she does a really great job of either like, she just does a great job of start to finish. And she works so hard on it, picking content that when you feel like you have no hope or faith in the world, you can open it and go, okay, that feels better.
I know one of the things in the Pick Me Up this week is our spaghetti pie recipe.
It's not ours.
Well, no, but the spaghetti pie that we made from the Weight Watchers food blogger person that you follow.
Yes.
But I hacked the recipe a little bit.
Now, did you give it to Katie the way you hacked it?
I think I did. So, but if not, I will, to make sure that it's included when it goes out.
So if you, because part of the recipe includes cottage cheese, and if you're like Jeff, you can't even, it doesn't matter. It's like he knows the cottage cheese is in there. It's like me knowing there's spinach in something and I like can't untaste it. So Jeff hacked the recipe a little bit, changed it up, and his secret to how you can avoid cottage cheese, if that is a touchy subject also for you, you can get that in the Pick Me Up, and that comes out today, and you can sign up if you haven't joined already at callieandjeff.com/newsletter.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. I don't know what I'm saying here.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for CBD because my anxiety has been off the rails for a couple of days.
In case you're wondering, we were not kidding that CBD is big in our house. Our dogs take it. Jeff takes it. I do not currently because I'm pregnant, but we are big believers in CBD. Not just an ad, my friends. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for sunshine. We're going to have a new Name That Noise for you on Thursday. Now, if you didn't hear,
I'm still mad about yesterday.
I am in disbelief because I don't think that's ever happened before. And I was trying to prove a point to people who don't know the game, how long and awesomely frustrating it can be. And Wendy just totally nailed it. Yeah, you got to come up with something harder.
So if you didn't hear yesterday's episode, we played Name That Noise with a contestant for the very first time. Her name is Wendy. She couldn't have been more specific. I almost wonder if somehow she was in the room where I recorded it. She was that specific.
Yeah.
So go listen to yesterday's episode if you want to know what the first Name That Noise was. And we'll have a new one on the schedule for Thursday.
Because that just did not go according to plan. But it's fine. It happens. Real life, we could have faked it. Chosen, you know, someone else, faked it for good quality podcasts, but we said no. Nope. This is just how it goes sometimes. Not according to plan. Real life.
Speaking of real life, I want to, because I just mentioned my anxiety, and I want to talk about something that's kind of a gray area for our show, because it's going to touch on stuff that's happening in the news. But I think it's the source of all my anxiety, or a lot of my anxiety right now.
And it has such a huge presence in our lives. It's hard for us to tell you that we're being honest with you and then not address the giant elephant in the room. That is why we're both like over here biting our nails.
So here's the thing. This is not, the next 5 minutes or so are not indicative of like some new direction that the show is taking. There's just no way for me to talk about what I'm dealing with without being honest on the impact that the news is having on me. So don't We've promised you a news and politics free show. We're still honoring that promise. That's why I'm giving you this heads up here. Make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Okay, perfect.
Really? Makes sense to you?
I think that so much of my anxiety is bubbling up right now because the state of Georgia has, which is where Callie and I live, has started to open up and allow consumers to go to different businesses. And I, first of all, I completely support that. Like I don't, we can't function in with no economy. We can't function without small businesses. We can't function without salons. We can't function without restaurants, all of that. So I am fully in support of getting those things as open as quickly as possible. I'm also, Callie has made fun of me for this, a huge advocate of data. So if you are going to do something like open the state, I want to be able to find some data to support that decision.
Jeff doesn't care who you are or what you say or how much he likes you or if he dislikes you. If you say something that doesn't have data directly attached to it, Jeff will go and find the data because Jeff's got to know for himself. He doesn't trust Ed, the word of what anybody says. He's got to do his own research, which I actually do admire about you.
And here's the other part of that too, is when I collect data, it doesn't even, like, I don't even necessarily have to agree with the data. I just have to be able to see it and be able to understand that that's what you used. So here's—
Because anybody can talk you, this is also kind of a running joke, but anybody can talk Jeff into anything if there's data to support it.
But no— Well, yes, but you
like if you can tell him why.
If you believe in your own data, I'm on board with you.
Right.
Even if so, we can all agree that there's no absolute right and there's no absolute wrong when it comes to getting us back to whatever normal looks like. There's no absolute right and there's no absolute wrong. So we have to make baby steps. The thing that is so that I think is causing me the anxiety is when our governor opened the state last week, I was excited to hear that he was going to start relaxing restrictions on restaurants and restaurant dining rooms because Callie and I have so many friends who work in food service. It's a huge part of the Georgia economy, and it's crucial, I think. It is a crucial first step, I think, into getting things back up and running, right? But then he also threw in like massage parlors, tattoo parlors, bowling alleys, movie theaters, and a few other businesses. But the reason that is so concerning to me is because I think that sends a false message that everything is okay. And it's not. Like, we still are trying to collect data on this highly contagious disease that is still spreading, that appears to be slowing down in many parts of the country, which is a terrific thing, but we still don't know a lot about it. Georgia is in the bottom 10 in terms of testing. So we don't have enough data to know what this looks like, right, in the state. And when the governor announces that movie theaters are opening and bowling alleys are opening and tattoo parlors are opening, like a casual listener to that is going to go, oh, things are safer.
And I don't think that's an unfair thing to assume.
No.
When someone in leadership says bowling alleys are fine. I don't think that's a stupid assumption of people to make. It's like, oh, well, this person that I trust in office says it's okay. So it must be okay. I think a lot of people would feel that way.
I remember, this is why I think the anxiety is coming from, where my anxiety is coming from. I think that in my head, somebody who casually hears that movie theaters are open and they're like, oh, okay, I can go to a movie theater. And even if they sit you like every other seat or whatever, there's 50 people in that theater, right? So they're like, oh, I can go to a movie theater. It must be okay for me to have 50 people over in my backyard, mm-hmm. you know? And I just don't trust that the full message is going to get across. So I'm so happy for my friends in the restaurant industry specifically. Also, I know a lot of salons and spas are opening up. So that industry, I'm happy with. I don't know enough about that industry to know what sort of impact it'll have on the economy. So I'm not going to be a huge cheerleader for that just because I don't know.
But Jeff used to own restaurants, by the way.
But the restaurant industry is a huge part of the economy, so we need to get them back open. And I think by clouding that message, by throwing tattoo parlors and massage parlors and pedicure spots and all that in there, it's sending a wrong message, which means we're going to be doing this again in 45 days. I'm worried about. That's my concern. And I think that's where my anxiety is coming from. And I say that, so that's the newsy part of it. Now that that's all out of the way, I say that because I think it's really important if you are a person who struggles with anxiety and struggles with feeling anxious, if you can source it, it will help you combat it. And so I've been feeling anxious since the end of last week and I haven't been able to source it. And it just dawned on me this morning where I'm like, oh, this is why.
Do you think that you're feeling more anxious because I'm pregnant?
100%, 1,000%. Because you're now higher risk.
Yeah.
So I'm just, and I think I feel anxious because we have so many friends who make their living from restaurants. That I don't want us to do. I don't know how many people can survive another round of this if we have to do it again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like to fix everybody's problems and solve everybody's problems and try to like handle things that way, whatever that Enneagram number is, 6, I think. Like, mm-hmm. let me fix it. And so the fact that I can't causes me anxiety. And then once you source that, you can try to work past it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So that's where I just wanted to say, and if you've seen me sharing on social media or I don't know if I've made any jokes or anything like that on the show, but if you've seen, some people have commented and said, hey, you know, do you not want the economy to open or whatever? No, I do. I want everybody back to work as quickly as possible, but I'm scared to death that the messaging is dangerous and that we're going to be right back here in 6 weeks. And none of us want that.
And I think not even in 6 weeks, you know, like there's a lot of chatter about, even towards the end of the year and stuff like that, which is when we're going to be having our baby. So that brings in a whole,
but that's
other set of it.
Here's the thing. If this virus comes back in the fall, as they're saying it might, and I don't want to go too far down a news route, but if it just comes back because it comes back and we have to do this again, that's one thing. But if it comes back in 3 weeks because of something we could have prevented,
right.
That is where my anxiety comes from. We can't control the virus, but we can control how people respect the virus.
And what I meant was, is like, we're making a little progress and then we backpedal.
Yeah.
And we're making a little progress
and
then we backpedal. Then we, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the scary part. I think this is hard to talk about because I feel like there's so much judgment associated with it. And I think it's a good time to make a point too. Things don't always have to be black and white. Like there is a gray area in life.
100%.
And it's okay to feel like Jeff feels and feel like, okay, it's too soon. But also I really am feeling so affected by my friends that work in the restaurant industry because it's their whole livelihood. And I'm so impacted by that. You can feel both ways and that's totally acceptable. I think a lot of times when we watch the news or whatever, we get it stuck in our head that you have to choose one thing
right.
and be all of that.
Right.
And that is so not true at all. You can have conflicting emotions and opinions. And, I think I was like, you know, okay, well, you know, I'll just stay home. And then I went to pick up some like takeout something. And the way that people were acting around me totally terrified me back into the house. Like right. And it's not because, you know, I feel like I'm taking a lot of precautions. So my actions don't impact other people. What scares me is that other people aren't as concerned about how their actions are impacting me. So last weekend kind of scared me into not wanting to leave home.
And that's what,
so I just feel kind of like scared. And I know, you know, so I feel like somebody's going to be like, well, it doesn't impact baby. Like I don't want to be pregnant and have 104 fever for five. You know what I mean? I just don't.
Or those stories like, oh my gosh, that one story where a woman had to go on a ventilator while she was pregnant.
I can't even think about that without wanting to cry.
Yeah. And she, if you haven't seen the story, she was pregnant, got coronavirus, which they say, because it's respiratory, it probably won't affect the baby, but right. They don't know for sure. But they put her on a ventilator and she went into labor. And when you're on a ventilator, you're unconscious. She goes into labor and delivers her baby. And then fast forward a week, she recovers. They take her off the ventilator and she's like, wait, something's different. And they're like, yeah, you had a baby while you were out for 2 weeks. And she's like, what? And they're like, yeah, you can meet him in a week because they had to be apart because she still had coronavirus. But anyways,
So 2 points. One, don't feel like you have to choose one thing. And if you choose, I think people are jumping on Jeff on social media saying
nobody was jumping on me. Everybody was very respectful. They were concerned that we were becoming political and it wasn't, they're like, oh wait, this isn't why I tune into you guys. Or this isn't. And I'm like, this is not about politics. Like this is not about,
I'm scared and stressed and anxious.
This is about anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are gray areas in life. Is lesson number one. Lesson number two is if you can pinpoint your anxiety, it might not help take it all away, but it can help you kind of like work towards, or at least it gives it a reason. Like unspecified anxiety is awful. Not knowing why you feel anxious and upset is the worst feeling because you're like, well, I shouldn't feel this way because there's nothing really like wrong, but I do feel this way, so now I'm confused. And if you can pinpoint the source of that, it helps. It just helps.
This is not going to make any sense to Callie because she refuses to go to haunted houses.
Hate him. Won't do it.
When you go to a haunted house and you know that when you come around this corner, the dude with the chainsaw is going to jump out. This is anxiety, right? First time through, it freaks you out. And then if you go through the haunted house again, it freaks you out less. And then by the third time you go through, you know it's coming. So it startles you, but it doesn't freak you out at all. That's what learning what's causing your anxiety does, mm-hmm. is it prevents you from having anxiety about the anxiety that you have, which that sentence, if you've never dealt with unspecified anxiety, will make no sense to you.
But if you know, you know.
Oh God, isn't that the worst when you have anxiety about the fact that you have anxiety? Oh God. Anyways, so thank you for listening to that. We promise you we're not going to go down any news route or political route or anything, but it was important for me to talk about A in order to get to B. So here we are.
Now we have been, and I say we, I have jumped on board to be supportive of my husband who is in clean and purge mode.
Well, it's not clean and purge mode. It's get the basement back to normal mode because where our basement, when we moved into this house, it's kind of like it's finished like an apartment, but we didn't need it as an apartment. So it's got like two little rooms and we had the boxes all lined up against the walls and we had like a table, like everything was perfect down there and neat. And then over the course of the year while we lived here, we sold and moved out of a home that I had in South Carolina, a lake house that we had. We moved all the stuff. I owned it for over 10 years. And so a lot of that stuff came down here and it just went into the basement. Then stuff that was upstairs that we didn't need anymore went into the basement. And then we go down to the basement to get something and move a bunch of stuff around. And it would just stay there.
You could barely walk in by the when we opened the door this weekend.
So I decided that this past weekend would be a reorganize and purge with the thinking if something has been down there for a full year, we probably don't need to own it. Because if we needed it, we would have brought it up and used it, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the plan.
You know what gets in the way of the plan? Memories.
Yeah.
Memories, because I would say a good fourth of what's in our basement is memory boxes that Jeff has.
Well, and you do a good job with your memory boxes
too. I do, but I think you have a lot more, like he's got stuff from, you know, radio stations and stuff that's been signed and awards and accolades that he's gotten. I have no awards. I have nothing.
Jeff
has a lot of, hey, you're so awesome. And then like, I have like a box and he's got like a whole room.
What I struggle with is I want to do the whole Marie Kondo thing. Is that her name? Kondo?
Yeah,
Kondo. The Marie Kondo thing where you hold something up and go, does this spark joy? The problem is everything does spark some amount of joy. Like it might not be pinging the meter at a 10, but if it didn't spark joy, it wouldn't be in our house, right? So like I picked something up. I have a framed Adam Sandler CD cover.
Oh my gosh.
From
Jeff was thinking about this for like probably an hour this weekend.
And I got it in the mid 90s and it's autographed to Jeff. And it was signed,
Adam Sandler.
But it was the first autograph that I got when I was working at my first major market radio station. So like the week that I started there, he came through and he signed that. But it's an Adam Sandler CD cover. So it's a good memory for me. I will never put it up anywhere. I can't ever imagine myself putting it up anywhere. But I spent like $50 getting that thing framed.
Yeah.
It was before like there were like the at-home frame kits. You had to take it to a frame store.
Yeah.
They did it. And so what do you do with that?
I don't know.
We need a new question. We need a new like, if the answer is yes, every single time you ask yourself, does this spark joy? What question should you be asking?
800-434-5454. Call us and leave a message and tell us what question should replace. Does this spark joy?
And with the express purpose of getting rid of our junk, because that's what we need. We don't need something that's like going to go, does this make you feel good? Because we'll just keep everything. Well, that'll result in us keeping more stuff. We don't need that. Has to be a good filtering question.
We want to say thank you to our amazing advertisers who make this show possible every single day.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mint Mobile makes it so easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month. Every plan has unlimited nationwide talk and text. And with Mint Mobile, you're not going to pay for unlimited data you'll never use. You just choose between their three plans, 3, 8, or 12 gigs of 4G LTE data. You use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you'll keep your same phone number, and you'll pay as little as $15 a month. I switched a phone over to Mint Mobile. It took me maybe 10 minutes. It's a no-brainer. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and to get the plan shipped right to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/upside. That's mintmobile.com/upside. $15 a month for wireless. mintmobile.com/upside.
If you are someone with good credit but high interest rates feel like they are killing you, listen up, because Lightstream is for you. They're one of our new ad partners, and here's an option that maybe you haven't thought about before. If you have a bunch of different credit cards and you have good credit but you just want to consolidate them into one loan payment, you can take out a loan with Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, which is much lower than the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR. So you can get rid of all of those high interest rates. You can get a loan from Lightstream. You can pay off those credit cards and then make one payment with a low interest rate to Lightstream. Sounds easy, right? They are awesome. They believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way you can get this discount is if you go to lightstream.com/upside. That's lightstream.com/upside. lightstream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5 autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/upside for more information.
Sending photos to a skylight frame is so easy. All you do is email, and you can give the email address to anyone you like. So everybody in the family can have the email address to grandma's frame, to your parents' frame, to that one sibling who lives too far away, their frame, and you can feel close to those you love, even when you have to physically be separated. It sets up so easy, even mom and dad can do it. It takes less than a minute. You plug it in, you use the touchscreen to connect to your wireless network, and you enjoy. And here is the best part about it. Skylight Frames have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If y'all don't love your Skylight Frame, you can get your money back. Right now, because Mother's Day is right around the corner, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/upside and use the promo code UPSIDE. Get $10 off the purchase of a Skylight Frame. skylightframe.com/upside. Use the promo code UPSIDE.
And now it's time for, I can't believe you don't have a theme song for this.
What, the three Jeff's random things?
Just three random things.
Do you want to sing something?
No, I really don't.
You want to try it? You want to try to sing a jingle?
No.
Go for it.
No, I'm good.
Three random things. Okay, you do it.
If it were up to you, I feel like our whole show would be jingles.
That is not true. A jingle is only good when sprinkled in.
Is that a rule?
Yes. Huh. Because if you have a whole thing of jingles, you sound like a terrible radio station.
Have you ever seen that Family Guy episode where Stewie and Brian work at the radio show and their whole show is sound effects and like the station call letters, but someone singing it? You know how in the 80s they used to be like, that is the funniest thing. So funny. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube and Google or go to YouTube and put in Family Guy, Brian and Stewie radio. And it's seriously like 10 minutes long of them. Just, you know how Family Guy's whole thing is they overplay jokes.
Yeah. Another great one is their podcast episode. Have you seen that one?
I haven't.
It's where, what's mom's name?
Lois.
Lois is in jail unjustly. So they decide to start a podcast to reveal her case. Like very
genius,
right? Crime junkie, whatever. So they start talking about her case and they say, well, we've got a piece of information that's going to free her. But first, let me tell you about MeUndies. How's your underwear? Is it comfortable? Blah, blah, blah. They're ZipRecruiter. And they go through all the Squarespace, like all of the like original old school podcast advertisers. Very funny. Jokes, by the way, are terrible when people retell them. So
I know. Watch Family Guy. It's really funny.
We put the links in the show notes so people can just go and look. Okay. All right. Here are my three random things. According to AskMen.com, there's something cool coming from the coronavirus when it relates to male friendships. The coronavirus is reminding everybody how precious life is, and men are now expressing their feelings to other men, telling them what they mean to them and even saying, I love you to them when they get off the phone.
Have you done that?
Not since coronavirus, but I will tell my good friends I love them. A couple stress-related things related to coronavirus. Prescription medicines related to anxiety have gone up by 34%. No shock there. And in related unshocking news, the best way to fight stress is your pet. Researchers at the State University of New York put people in stressful situations and then measured blood pressure and heart rates. Sometimes the volunteers were alone. Sometimes they were in the presence of a friend or a loved one. And sometimes they were in the presence of their pet. In almost all instances, the person who had the pet in the room with them experienced the least amount of change.
Yes, 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 yes.
And the third random thing is it pays to be nice. This is scientifically proven that people who make others feel cared for, like being a good listener or doing a small good deed for someone, are more emotionally healthy. When your mood is improved, you become physically healthier. So if you find yourself in a bad mood, bolster somebody else's mood by doing something kind. You might not feel the effects immediately, but it will change the chemicals in your body and will make you happier and healthier in the long run.
Interesting. Thank you for that. We have new merchandise online, and I'm really, really excited about this one. This is something, it's merchandise for us is kind of like a group effort. Like, you kind of tell us what you want. We go find the best of the best goods, and then we ask you, hey, do you like this? What do you want? So you pretty much run the show when it comes to our merch. And months ago, before all of this happened, we were picking out coffee mugs and to-go coffee mugs. Well, no one's in their car anymore. So yeah. I kind of put to-go coffee mugs on the back burner, but we got our coffee mugs that you picked out in. It says life is brighter on the upside. It's with a brand new design that you've never seen before. And it comes with what for free?
A stress ball.
A Callie and Jeff stress ball, because we just feel like maybe you need to squeeze it out. Who doesn't want a stress ball? I don't know. So when you place an order for a coffee mug, we will send you a Callie and Jeff stress ball. We hope that it makes you feel less stressed.
So have your coffee and a stress ball every morning.
You could go to callieandjeff.com and then click on the merchandise tab. That'll take you to our merch store.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
We love hanging out with you on the podcast every single day, but we would love it even more if you interact with us on social media. I know a lot of folks do, but if you don't, Callie and I are both on Instagram, and we're very easy to find.
I'm at Callie Dollar. Are people even saying at anymore, or should I just say I'm Callie Dollar?
I think at, I get confused.
Don't say anymore because it's going to make us sound old. Let's just go with this. I am CallieDauler on Instagram.
And I am Jeff Dollar on Instagram. And then we have a Facebook page that is facebook.com/CallieandJeff. We also have a Facebook group, which is a little more exclusive and a little more personal. And you can find the link there to that group from our Facebook page. So,
and you can find all of this information in our show notes.
Yeah, give us likes and follows and all that stuff, because we would love to talk to you all over the place. And don't forget, you can call us anytime, 800-434-5454. You just can't escape us.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. I just wanted to call and share a quick story and let it serve as a PSA for everyone listening to the show. So the other day I was at work and I was on a Zoom presentation, and I had to basically go through and show some screen recordings of some other competitor apps. And what I didn't realize was when I was screen recording the competitor apps, I had your podcast on and you were talking about bidets in the background. So yeah, make sure your volume is down when you're screen recording, or else it will be loud and there for everyone to hear when you're presenting, and all of a sudden your volume buttons won't work anymore. So thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Liquid IV is a product that we have so much of in our house and we've really loved it. It is going to get you hydrated, which is so important. One stick of Liquid IV, which is like, it comes in a little powder form, is in 16 ounces of water, hydrates you faster and more efficiently than water alone. Here's another thing I love about Liquid IV. They're on a mission to change the world. They are donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. They're donating products to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military, which is so important. And believe it or not, dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people. Jeff gets up in the morning, he puts Liquid IV in some water, and that's literally the first thing he does in the morning, is to make sure that he's starting off the day hydrated. Right now, you can get 25% off of anything that you order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code UPSIDE at checkout. Again, that's 25% off of anything you order when you use promo code UPSIDE at liquidiv.com.
Hi, this is Jessica, long-time listener, first-time caller, and I just heard the PSA about how schools are not doing Mother's Day gifts, so dads have to make sure they are on top of it. And I wanted to call and give a PSA for Jeff, because he needs to make sure that he celebrates Callie this coming Mother's Day. I was pregnant during Mother's Day, and it meant so much to me that my husband celebrated me because she is a mom. So make sure that you stay on top of that, and you can probably hear my toddler in the background now. So that's just a PSA for Jeff. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Pam from Camden, South Carolina. I just wanted to call and tell you that I love the show. I've been listening from right from the get-go, and y'all do a great job. Thanks for the advice on how to fight. Loved it. Y'all have a great day, and everybody's excited about Baby Dollar. Take care. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Olivia. I'm 8 years old, and I'm from Georgia. Every morning, me, my mom, and my brother listen to your show, and ever since we started watching your show, or listening to your show, we have been doing gratitude in our car. Thank you for what you do. Bye.
Hi, this is Stephanie. You guys were talking about Frozen 2. Me and my family went to go see it in the movie theaters, and me and my daughter absolutely loved it. My husband, however, fell asleep 3 times, and we had to wake him up because he was snoring. I will warn you, there's quite a lot of songs, but for a Disney movie, it was very, very deep and meaningful, and it was a very good movie. So if you haven't seen it, you totally should. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Julie. First, I'm grateful for you guys. Secondly, I was listening to your show about things you did not know about your house when you moved in. And years back when we lived in Marietta, we moved in, and much to our surprise, as it started to get dark, we had no overhead lighting. So we went to turn on lights, only to find out that the previous owner had taken every single light bulb out of the house and all the overhead lights. So we were in the dark. Anyway, thanks. You're doing a great job on your show. Love it. Have a great day.
Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not so good days. If we take it just one day at a time with a positive attitude, anything is possible.